This is James Dahl, 15th Master of Wellington College, and you're listening to The Master's Voice on Jukebox Radio. This week's Master's Voice, the half-term that was. Rab Butler famously said that a week was a long time in politics, so the three-week hiatus since my last Master's Voice represents something of an eternity, and how much has happened since then, both inside and outside RG45. The days before half-term saw Wellington College morph into the streets of Edinburgh as we hosted our own Welly Fringe Arts Festival. Pop-up concerts and exhibitions seemed to be taking place everywhere, as spaces such as the dining hall, boarding houses and Master's Lodge were converted into performance spaces for this celebration of the arts. It was an inspiring and uplifting way in which to segue into half-term. Although there was no rest for many of our staff and pupils when half-term did arrive. The chapel choir immediately flew off to Germany for a musical odyssey, performing in the footsteps of J.S. Bach. Those Wellingtonians interested in US universities headed off to the East Coast for a week of visiting various colleges. The boys of the Blücher conducted their biennial service trip to partner school Tigerkloof in South Africa. The Peace and Conflict Institute returned to Rwanda for another profoundly moving yet uplifting visit. The basketballers headed back to Spain for an immersive sports tour of Valencia. The rackets and real tennis players headed to Manchester on tour. And the senior boys rugby squad travelled to St Joseph's tournament in Ipswich, where they won arguably the most gruelling schoolboy competition of them all. And that's not to mention the Oxbridge admissions tests on 30th of October, which so many of our upper sixth and some OWs took last week in their quest to win places at these institutions. For many Wellingtonians, this October half-term reflected life during term time, a confluence of wonderful opportunities both to enrich oneself academically, physically and culturally, and also to serve others. The work of the Wellington College Peace and Conflict Institute never fails to impress me, and their trip to Rwanda was another deeply moving yet powerfully uplifting experience. This is a country which 25 years ago witnessed one of the worst genocides in global history, but the way in which that country has committed to a process of reconciliation and has therefore been able to heal and move forward positively is an inspiration to us all. I'm sure that none of those Wellingtonians who spent a week in Rwanda over half term will ever forget the people they met, the things they saw, or the stories they heard. We have a lot to learn in the West from the story of Rwanda. It would also be wrong of me not to highlight the remarkable achievement of the first 15 rugby squad who won the St Joseph's tournament over half-term. The tournament sees 16 of the best rugby schools in the country come together for a seriously intense weekend of matches, and it was, until 2 weeks ago, the only national rugby title which Wellington had not won. It is, of course, a cause of great pride to me that we've now become the first school ever to have won the Under-18 Schools Cup, the Champions Trophy, the Daily Mail Trophy, the Roslyn Park Sevens, and now the St Joseph's Festival. But what makes me even prouder is the manner in which this year's senior rugby boys have conducted themselves both on and off the pitch. Finally, it gives me great pleasure to announce that I've appointed Mr Ian Sutcliffe as the college's new deputy head co-curricular. Ian read PPE at Queen's College, Oxford, where he won blues in both cricket and boxing. He has an MBA in international organisations, is a governor of Nkobenga International School, Mozambique, and is co-founder of the Young African Leadership Programme, a registered charity that supports innovative African schools as they seek to support, teach and inspire the next generation of African leaders. Among his many accomplishments, Ian scored over 12,500 first class and list A runs for Lancashire County Cricket Club and Leicestershire County Cricket Club, and he was part of the county championship winning side in 1998. He held the title of British University's light middleweight champion and also has grade 7 on the piano. Following his career as a professional cricketer, Ian joined Wellington in September 2010 as an economics and politics teacher before becoming housemaster of the Murray in September 2012. Ian has been assistant to the second master for the past 12 months, a role which he will continue to fulfil until the end of this term, when he will formally move into his new role.